You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Insights with Solaris, where I am your host, Jennifer. I've been a tarot reader for well over 10 years, but I always come back to say I am a channel of spirit, and I bring messages for those who find me. And so with messages, I am getting a pretty strong message for the collective. So we're going to jump into this, and this is going to be the energy over the next 7 days. So whenever you're watching this, the next 7 days, this is to be aware of. This is a really good time for you to take control of your emotions and really honor your emotions, but at the same time, put clear boundaries in place. Know what you want and what you don't want, what is going to bring you emotional fulfillment. And by asking those questions, you are really taking control, and it's going to help you move forward to be seen confidently, to be able to communicate clearly, and to be able to really even share what you need or want in any situation. And it's also warning over the next week is to really trust your intuition about things that are growing. And this could be many different things. Like you could be growing a garden. If you're like, I don't know about this plant, it's growing a little bit too slow, it needs more water. Like it could be as simple as that. Or it could be something like finding a new job. Your intuition is going to tell you which steps are going to need to be taken, because it is going to take a little bit for this situation to grow and flourish. And so with that message, we're going to jump into our caller tonight. And we have Jennifer in Colorado. Hello, Jennifer.
Yes. Hello. How are you?
I'm doing real good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Awesome. So what type of questions do you have today?
Well, I would like mediumship if you happen to do mediumship.
Okay, yes, I can do a little bit. Sometimes it's not clear, but we can absolutely try.
Definitely.
Okay, so who are you wanting to connect with?
Yes, I just recently lost. It was actually a childhood best friend. And we reconnected back in August, and he passed back in October.
So you got to reconnect for just a little bit of extra time.
Correct. That's nice.
Okay.
Oh, I just didn't know if you needed in there. Okay. Yeah. No. He passed away in October. Reconnected in August, and he passed away in October.
Okay. And now, was there one other person in like this friend group, or when you guys were really close friends?
His brother is my best friend.
Oh yeah. Because there, I'm seeing three people being really close, having a lot of fun together. Now I do see, was there something that you wanted to tell him that you never quite told him when you were younger?
Yes, I loved him.
Yeah, I can see that. And it I can feel it as well. Like the love only grew when you reconnected, because you saw the same qualities as he was younger. And as he grew up and saw the maturity of those same qualities, it's like, wow, like you got to see the same person, two sides of it. And it's
correct.
Seemed,
yeah, when we finally reconnected, it was like perfect. It was like, why did we wait so long?
Yeah. And I mean, sometimes when people come back, even if it is just a short time, it can tell us, and we can learn a lot. And I know, like, as I'm allowing that mediumship to come in as well, but for you, sitting in with your own gut feeling and your intuition, this is big for the collective right now, but it seems like you're kind of torn in two different ways of like, okay, is this my intuition or am I imagining things? And that's something that you sit with, because like, oh, like, there was something, there was really something with this connection. And absolutely it, there was, it was a wish.
Correct. I'm also, and you're dead on there, because I'm a psychic medium as well. So I'm like, which, what am I getting mixed up with other people? Is this just me imagining it? You know, that type of thing. So you're dead on.
Yeah. And it is you, but you still have to continue to do that filtering, because if, as you are doing medium work too, correct, you know, that does, that does creep in, but it is. And so, do you do like divination, like maybe even like crystal divination, crystal walls or water skyring or anything like that?
I do. I mainly use myself, and then I do with cards, but I like to write with the cards. So a lot of the free writing. And one thing I started doing is writing a letter. His name is Sunny, and he was my son. So I write a letter from the sun to the moon and from the moon to the sun every night.
Yeah. Like, I'm getting chills and goosebumps. So I'm just like trying to let the messages through, go through. But I do see you purposely connecting with your own intuition to be able to connect with this friend, to connect with Sunny. Because this shook up a lot in your world. Okay. And it was meant to, because the things, the feelings that are brought up, all of the ideals and things, it was meant to shake you up for you to have movement, to have that happiness and that success that you wanted. So it absolutely was not like, oh, a coincidence. This was a divine reconnection, even if it was short. It was to reignite your passion. And so also part of what I'm hearing,
I think you're freaking up. I can't hear you.
Are you able to hear me?
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit.
Okay. Well, hopefully, our producer is able to kind of help.
Yes, there you go. Now I can hear you.
Okay. So our producer is always working hard in the background. But I was saying, with this connection, you're going to be connecting with him more, and he's coming in as sort of like a guide, because there's things that need to be shifted in your world, and he is reigniting a passion and feelings that you have kind of put on the back burner for a very long time. And
100%.
Yeah. And it's about bringing yourself back into the world. He did what he wanted to do in this lifetime. It may have been a little bit shorter, but he's done everything that he needs. And now he's coming back not only to you, but it seems like five other souls. He is going to be kind of like a guide, guardian. So you, the other best friend, and then possibly, and then four family members, it feels like. Brothers and sisters. So he's coming, and he is really wanting to, now he is coming in. It's like there is a lot of heartache and a feeling of just wanting to hug everybody.
Yeah.
And he's in a position now.
He didn't mean to go.
Yeah. And like there's a lot of pain. But he truly believes his soul is like, I got what I put into this life. And that there's no regrets there. So yeah, there's heartaches, but there's not regrets, because he learned what he wanted to learn. And now he's in a position to guide his loved ones. So as you came back together, just for that short amount of time, what's for closure for both of you? For you to recognize this love.
It's funny that you mentioned that too, because before he did pass, he did mention working with me. So that does not surprise me. And he knew everything that was wrong, that was going wrong with me in that world. And since he's passed, it's been a 180. Everything has completely switched around. So I definitely do not doubt in my mind that he's working for me there.
Yeah.
We're either fixing to walk into a brand new home tomorrow, that there's no way it would have been without him. And on the way to the house, our song started playing and he shows me heart clouds. So like clouds in the heart, hearts in the clouds that look like those balloons that you buy. And we've seen 10 of them on the way there, me and my children. So yeah, he shows his signs. But that's where I'm saying, you know, is it me thinking I'm crazy and just imagining it, seeing things out of nothing? And then I actually seen L-O-V and then you yesterday out of the clouds.
Oh my goodness, that's so cute. I love when spirit can come in and share those messages and signs.
Yes, and show it, because we did tell him, because he knew what I did for work, you know, the mediumship. And he goes, okay, well, if you pass before I do, then I'm going to haunt you and prove that it's real, and vice versa. And he definitely has.
Yeah. And I'm going to say he's having fun with that too, especially you may even notice some extra birds. You may even know quite a big flock of birds just flying around you, particularly
yes.
Like,
oh, yeah.
9 or 10.
Yeah, early morning. Yep, they sure do. And I'm like, I was actually watching them just a second ago.
Yeah, and I'm hearing, like, I don't know if you guys, when you were able to spend time together, I'm seeing like some grassy hills. I don't know, maybe it's a park, but also like windy as well. So I don't know.
Oh, yes. Yes, always windy, always grass. We went to school together since we were 10. So yeah, we were, me, him, and his brother were like the three amigos since we were 10 years old.
Oh my goodness. You really, a long time. Yeah. And there's a message coming in that should you sign any legal documents, which it sounds like you will, closing in on a house and everything, he's making sure that everything is fair. So if anything questionable comes up, the other party will slip up. It may seem like a slip up, like they didn't quite want to tell you, like the homeowner, like, oh yeah, the porch is rotting or something, it needs to be replaced. Or it's not going to be major, but it's going to be a slip up, and it's purposeful for you guys to make sure that's fair into the contract, whether you build it in, like take money off, or it gets fixed before everything gets closed. So just
awesome.
Be aware
okay.
of that, because that's his way. He's like, yeah,
oh,
I'm going
to yeah.
take
oh, yeah.
big
he's
charge
definitely,
for
he's
you.
Definitely done that. He's already saved us from car accidents. He's like, there's going to be deer, but it's okay, because I wasn't driving. And sure enough, a couple miles later, there was. So that don't surprise me. So thank you for that. I greatly appreciate that.
And like, we're running out of time, but the final message is that there was so much love here. It is a form of soulmate bond, and it doesn't always have to be romantic, but that love is still continuing on, especially he wants you to feel love at all parts, especially having a happy family and pets. I'm seeing two dogs, so if you don't have dogs yet, you may have some dogs coming to you.